Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers. This is Connie and Belle, your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen, make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer. Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business while strengthening your faith in God.
Good evening, everyone, to our brothers and sisters, fellow freelancers. We are Connie and Belle, and alam nyo na sa channel na ito, we share with you how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. So ngayon, since Thursday, ano tayo? Freelancing topics tayo. And today, meron tayong special guest. Pero bago yan, ang topic pala natin, tinan mo, kinakalimutan ko, ang topic natin for tonight is how to be a persuasive sales letter and email copywriter. Pero bago kami tumuloy, kailangan kong magpakit muna kami, ha? Wait lang. Oh, di ba? So, ayan na, sige na. I-introduce yung guest natin.
Yes, ang ganda ng, ano, ng intro niya, ng bio niya. Our special guest for tonight is a freelance product launch strategist and copywriter for authors and online course creators. Pareho tayo ng target audience, is Connie.
Yes, I know. She's
currently, ito yung magandang tanungin later. She's also currently working as a hospital administrative officer. She also used to be a public school teacher. But ito yung pinakamagandang line. She is a loving wife, a dreamer, a great believer of God's infinite mercy and grace. Wow. Beautiful. So without further ado, here's Miss Michelle Sanico.
Hala, minis mo. Mamaya inimiss tayo niyang dalawa.
Hello, Miss Connie and Miss Belle. Ayan happy na. To be here. Ayan na. Good Thank evening, you, everyone. Man.
So sa mga viewers namin dyan na live, make sure that you say hi and ask your question kay Michelle later. Pero bago tayo mag-formalan kuno, tell us your story muna. Bakit, paano ka ba, may full-time job ka naman, ba't ka pa napadpad sa freelancing?
Yes, kasi dati, di ba, na-share ko na I was a public school teacher and then yung tinuturuan ko is grade 6 and specifically sa English. So, yun siya. Parang gusto ko lang din na mapatuloy yung parang yung journey ko na yun. And then, I found out na yun nga, yung copywriting is parang connected siya doon na field. At the same time, gusto ko rin talagang malaman how to write persuasive messages kasi malaking impact yun when we are dealing with people, when you are presenting an idea in the company and you want people to agree with you in a better way. So you have to be persuasive enough. So yun siya na naging interesado talaga ako sa copywriting. Yan yung parang naging...
English teacher pala, nakakahiya naman
sa atin. Ano, elementary
English ba tayo?
Ano, elementary naman, oy.
Buti nilang Taglish tayo every Thursday, sis.
Oo, kasi sa Monday, yung worship session, English kami dahil naka, ano kami, simultaneously live sa isang artist platform na from the US. So, ang isa sa rule is English dapat kasi hindi namin alam kung sino yung mga audience.
nice.
Buti na lang ngayon. Mahirapan lang tong Tagalog kasi syempre malapit lang po kasi siya. Super lapit niya, like isang tumbling lang ng eroplano. Yes. sa ano po siya, Davao po, Davao.
Yes po. Proudly
Pero paano
represent
mo, ano,
Davao.
Yes paano po. Mo nalaman yung freelancing?
Oo. Paano nga ba yun nangyari? I see. Kasi nag-enroll ako for an online course creation. Dami kong mga in-enroll, ano? Kasi nag-took kasi ako ng test sa Gallup test at yung number one na naglabas, learner. Kaya pala, I love attending courses. Gusto ko mag... Yun nga yung ano lang, gusto ko minsan mag-learn na lang tapos napapabayaan na yung how to monetize. Pero anyway, I feel happy naman. So yun siya, in that course, yung coach ko kasi sa paano mag-create ng online course, nag-enroll din siya sa Freelance Movement Tribe. Member din siya doon. Kaya naging interesado ako kasi na-mention niya minsan sa lessons, ganun. And yun na, doon ko na nakilala si Jan the Legend, Jan Pagulayan, the free freelancing community niya sa Facebook. And yung 30-day parang
blueprint.
Client getting blueprint. Yan yung pinaka-first time kong mamulat ang mundo ko sa freelancing. And dyan din ako first nagka-client. So, ayun siya. Parang nagtuloy-tuloy na hanggang nagpunta na talaga sa tribe na talaga.
Ayun. So, alam nyo na. Tapos, ang isa pang takeaway doon kasi... Since English teacher siya, kinonek niya yung offer niya, hindi na siya lumayo eh. Diba? Parang copywriting.
Parang ganun. English. pero hindi talaga automatically na, eto na final yung gusto ko na skill, copywriting. Pinagdaanan ko din yung shiny object syndrome. Nagtuto din ako ng website building, paano maging virtual assistant, paano mag... marami pa yun actually na gusto ko kasi ding malaman kung... papaano sila nag-work out. Yung whole process, di ba, when you launch a course, ang haba ng process niya. And just for the point of knowing paano yung whole funnel mag-work out, I want to learn also the other skills na kahit paunti-unti lang, at least hindi lang ako zero knowledge. So, yun siya. Pero bumalik pa rin talaga ako sa copywriting.
Galing. May overview siya bali ng buong process. Galing.
Mm-hmm. Parang ganoon para may ano din ala may mas ma, ano tawag niyan, may mabibigay din akong idea pa rin pag yun ang pinag-usapan sa team.
So paano yan? Ano ang typical day mo as part-time freelancer and full-time pa na grabe hospital, ano yun? Hospital
administrative officer.
Oo.
Nakaka-pressure siya minsan. Di ba nga minsan sa ano natin dati, Miss Coney. sa ating meeting sa team natin dati, di ba may mga time na I feel so overwhelmed, exhausted, pero I think di ba when much is given, much is required, so I feel that I am blessed enough naman with the skills and the opportunity, so I think I have just to grow and to face it and to bless people with this skills that I've got. So ayun siya, I am managing my time. Gusto ko kasi makakreate ng momentum. So, yung sa hospital kasi, dapat 6 days straight yung work ko. May time talaga na 7 days a week. So, yung ginagawa ko is, kung makakaya ko siya na yung 7 days is mga 4 days lang siya or 3 to 4 days, I have to extend my time in those days. Kasi di ba pag nasa momentum ka naman, nagiging mabilis naman yung work mo. Kasi yung mind, yung focus ando na. So, natatapos ko siya in those 4 days. So, those remaining 2 days, yun na yung inaalat ko for freelancing. Para naman makakreate na din ako ng momentum for the freelancing. Kasi pag work sa hospital and then freelancing, ang, di ba pag yung sasakyan, pag bigla mong chine-change yung ano, parang masakit sa ulo, masakit sa ano, hindi ka hindi smooth yung flow ng learning mo or yung work. So, I make it to the point na straight 3 to 4 days and then another straight 2 to 3 days freelancing. And yun siya. Nagiging okay naman.
No. Galing. May ano talaga, may schedule.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Congrats. Pero ano yan, hanggang ngayon ba ano, nag-night shift ka pa rin ba?
Actually, depende sa akin kung gusto kong night shift, gusto kong yung daytime lang siya. Dahil most of my task naman is online. So, magdedepende ako sa system ng healthcare system namin na nag-functional siya at functional din yung internet ko. So, if ever hindi siya functional pag daytime, so I have no choice. I really have to work na ano, graveyard shift pagkagabi hanggang umaga. Kasi dun mabilis dahil yung ibang mga worker na naggagamit ng system, tulog that time. Kaya ganon.
Pero at least andun yung flexibility.
Oo. Thankful din naman ako kasi flexible yung schedule.
Paano yun? Meron ka bang mga ano routines pa na i-apply for yan, sa ginagawa mo everyday na nakakatulong, ganyan?
Oo, first talaga is, yung prayer, yung gratitude attitude, yung pagising mo, I have to count 10 blessings na, ano, kung nagmamadali, okay, sige, 5. I have to 5 blessings kasi parang it opens up another blessing for the day. So yun siya, gratitude attitude and then prayer and then I have a parang tawag nito, inspirational book din siya na daily pwede kong basahin, tapos meron siyang scripture, mga Bible verses. And then after niyan is I'm reading also book finance, and then after the finance, tag 5 to 10 minutes lang naman din, I'm gonna read about copywriting or freelancing. Mga 5 to, kung di kaya, mga 10 to 15 minutes. Pero minsan talaga, mga 30 minutes kung makakaya. So, at least ayun, parang ano pa rin siya. Yung heart, yung parang spiritual, physical, financial, mental. Parang, yun yung parang, paano ko siya matatouch in a day. So, parang yun yung, ano ko, ritual every day.
Ganda yan. Talagang attitude of gratitude. Diba? Galing. So, alam nyo na, ha? If you want to attract more blessings, be thankful for what you already have.
Yes.
Ayan. Exactly. Yes. Eto ba? Kasi alam ko, feeling ko challenging yan eh. Yung full-time tapos may part-time. Meron bang araw na parang ayoko na, nakakapagod? Tapos kung meron, ano yung ginawa mo to overcome?
Nako, Diyos ko, di ko na mabilang. Di ko na talaga mabilang ilang beses na akong na parang ayoko na. Parang focus na nga lang ako sa work. Parang di ko talaga mabilang. Pero every time naman na naiisip ko yun, ito, di ko sinasadya When I listen to podcasts, syempre, Bo Sanchez, yung full tank niya, yun talaga yung pinakikinggan ko everyday. Minsan naman, maririnig ko yung sa talk niya na know the difference between quitting and just taking a rest. Tapos, dun pala, napasok yung parang situation ko, I just need to take a rest. Hindi kailangan mag-quit. Tapos, minsan naman, magsascan ako ng mga inspirational notes, biglang may magsasabi biglang mababasa ko, remember your why. Why did you start? Or hindi ka nilagay ni Lord dyan para lang you stop in that field. Layo na nang narating mo. O, parang tinitingnan ko actually yung inspiration ko na bumabalik ulit ako sa copywriting or freelancing is yung nakikita ko yung mga aspiring. Ito yung mga viewers natin ngayon. I know most of you guys are aspiring copywriters or newbie freelancers pa or gusto pang mag-learn ng copywriters. You just don't know na kayo po ay nakaka-inspire ng mga copywriters na tulad namin na parang isang taon na nandito. Kasi whenever I see newbie copywriters na yung burning desire nila to learn kahit na they are still on that level na zero knowledge pa sila, pero grabe yung energy, grabe nakakahawa. So parang sinasabi ko sa sarili ko, kapal naman ang mukha mo, mag-quit ka, dami mo nang inenroll ang copywriting, yung iba nga dyan na free lang, grabe yung effort nila. Sure ka ba? So parang sinasabihan ko yung sarili ko na gano'n. Pero pinapagalitan ko. So doon di marirealize ko nga, oo nga, no, ba't ko mag-quit? Tsaka alam ko naman na may mabibless talaga ako dito. Siguro may pagka-perfectionist lang talaga ako na gusto ko na ganito, ganito, ganito. Pero hindi naman pala healthy yung ganun. So, yun siya. Yun yung ginagawa ko. I look for the newbie copywriters and go back to why ulit talaga. Ba't ako pumasok? And yung mga client ko na nasiserve ko. Kasi minsan, tinatanggihan ko na minsan tapos bumabalik pa. So parang, oh my God, they trust me. So why don't I trust myself? So parang ganon.
Nata-inspire. Saka, choosy at choosy.
Thank you.
Happy problem yan. Happy problem.
Oo nga eh.
Correct.
Sa mga viewers natin, if you have questions, feel free to share either sa live chat or sa comments kung team replay kayo. Ayan. Sa faith na tayo, usapang faith. How has your faith impacted you today? Ayan.
Ah, oo. Ano talaga siya? May parang kanina kinakabahan ako. I think you also know that. Pero yung utak ko palaging hindi ko naman sinasadya, pero parang sinasabi talaga na you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and remember that part of your purpose here on earth is to bless people, and you can bless people by sharing your knowledge, sharing your expertise that is not supposed to be kept by you lang. It must be shared. Some people must also get something from you because as anong tawag niyan? Para ambassador kunyari. Ambassador naman talaga tayo ni Lord dito sa world. Mm-hmm. So just do your part. So parang ganun. So, okay. So, parang faith over fear. So, ganun siya.
Yes. So, yun ba ang favorite, Bible verse mo? Yung, I can do all things through Christ. Yun ba yung sabi? Yun yung sabi mo kanina, di ba?
Oo. Yun talaga yung parang inaano ko pag nagda-doubt ako. Yun yung bumabalik na, hey, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Minsan dinagdagdagan ko, you can do all things successfully through Christ who strengthens you because God is already with you. So when you doubt yourself, you doubt God. So parang ganon.
Ay, gusto ko yun namin. Da!
Kaya,
quote and quote. Dapat nga pala may mga quote tayong mga ganyan, quotable quotes from the guest eh, di ba? When you doubt yourself, you doubt God. Oh, diba?
God.
Da. Ano yan? Sana maalala ko kasi.
Mag-keep na tayo. Mag-keep na tayo ng mga quotable quotes.
Oo.
Google Sheet.
Oo.
Tapos, ito, siguro last question before we go sa pinaka...
Sis, naka-ano ka? Hindi ka namin naririnig.
Nawala, oo.
Nawala ka? Nawala. Anyway, sige. I'll ask the next question. Ayan, sis. Is it important ba for you ha, yung your that your beliefs and values should always connect with how you choose your clients.
Ah, oo. Actually, ito, when it comes to beliefs, of course, gusto ko talaga din no, na same talaga sa beliefs at saka sa value ko. But marami, di ba parang broad yung beliefs? Yung beliefs, pwede siya about your thinking, your cultural beliefs, parang ganun. When it comes to spiritual beliefs naman, I tend to respect also other, ano, kasi there was a time also na I serve a client and he's a Muslim. But we're getting along naman. Because the values are the same. Yeah. So as long as the values are the same and we are respecting each other's beliefs, we have the same mission, we have the same goal. Kasi yung market niya at that time is to help people to become financially literate. And that is part of my personal advocacy as spiritual abundance, physical health, and financial wealth or financial literacy. So as long as pasok siya doon sa beliefs ko or sa values na yon in serving the client, and the client itself, yun yung gusto nila, then it's fine. Okay siya sa akin. We can be partners.
Yeah. Saka doon pumapasok yung ano, we can learn from each other, eh, di ba? It's not necessarily oo. Na, oo. Diba? Hindi naman necessarily na pag magkaiba tayo ng religion, they're bad people. That it's not like that.
Yes, yes. Natututo nga ako at mas nagiging wide yung idea ko. Actually, yung isang long-term client ko ngayon is, ano din siya, almost same ang faith, but she's not Catholic. Pero almost the same talaga yung paniniwala namin. And we're getting along well. Oo, isa yun siya sa long-term client ka na. Mm-mm. So, I'm also learning from her a lot also about their ministry. Parang ganon siya.
Yeah. Thank you. And welcome back, Miss Connie.
Welcome, Miss Connie.
Kay Miss. Ano nangyari?
Yung USB, biglang ano, kasi yung mic ko, tsaka yung camera, iisang hub lang.
Oh, mapaliwanag ka sa presinto.
Kaya parang silang nawala. Umalis muna ako. Ayan. So, ayan. Anyway, I think yun naman na yung ano, diba? Yung last question natin. Tsaka gusto ko yung sagot niya. So, at least yung sa mga viewers natin, nakikita niyo yung different points of views ng mga ano natin, guests natin. So, wala naman kasing right or wrong answer, diba? Sa tanong na yan. Ayan. Actually, si ano, hindi ko sure kung kilala mo si Brother John Ben Rodriguez. Ano, kasi ano yun, isang fish builder din, tas Guinness din namin dito. Kasi ano siya, may parang independent contractor din, so parang freelancing. Tinanong namin yan. More or less, parang pareho kayo ng, ano, ng sagot. Yan. Parang siya nice. Naman, sinasabi niya, baka kaya rin pinunta sa'yo yung particular person na yan kasi imi-minister mo siya ng ganitong way, yung not necessarily about yung Christian belief, ganyan.
So,
yeah. So, nasa, eto na, sige na nga, eto na, susuluhin na natin si Michelle para i-share niya yung ano, tips on how to be a persuasive sales letter and email copywriter. So, go ahead, Michelle.
Ayan. So, teka ha. Ay, hindi ko ma-share. Can you share the...
Ayan.
Oh, oops. Teka, balik ko sa una.
Oh, abala, may slides na. Ayan.
Ayan. So, ayun, guys. I was thinking, paano ko ba ma-share yung about persuasive... how to make a persuasive sales letter and email copywriting. Kasi that is a very broad topic. And if aanuhin natin, napaka, ano na siya, kumbaga, sabog utak pag aanuhin natin. So since most of our viewers are aspiring copywriters, new or newbie copywriters and freelancers, so I decided to share some tips about the basic copywriting tips for you guys, the aspiring copywriters. But don't worry, kasi as you learn these simple tips, the best thing is that you can already write a persuasive sales letter out of it and a persuasive emails. Okay, persuasive emails. So, ayan siya. So, hindi ko na patatagalin pa. So, welcome again to Basic Copywriting Tips for aspiring copywriters. And again, I'm Michelle Sanico. And bago ang lahat, I wanna share muna, no? Kasi I'm sure some of you might be thinking, ano ba yung copywriting? Kasi di ba may copywriting na yung iba about sa books, nagka-copyright. But actually, copywriting is the process of writing persuasive marketing and promotional materials that motivate people to take some form of action. So ayun guys ha, take some form of action. In short, it is a persuasion in print. So we write because we want the reader to take an action after reading our output. So that form of action may be in a form of making a purchase. Okay. So after they read that article, we want them to make a purchase, or we want them to click on a link. We want them to donate to a cause or to schedule a consultation. Okay, so that's the main purpose of copywriting, and the materials in that text is known as copy. Okay, so yun kasi medyo nalilito yung iba. Ano ba yung copy? Yung copy-paste? Hindi po. Yung article na ginawa mo o yung sinulat mo, that is, we are calling that as copy. Okay, so when we say sales page copy, yan yung content sa sales page na babasahin ng mga readers. Ayun siya. So, at least clear na sa atin ngayon what is copywriting. And the thing that I'm gonna share to you guys is eto siya, the PAS framework. This is my most favorite framework of all. Ang daming framework sa copywriting. Malilito ka na if you are going to learn everything, all the framework. But of all those frameworks, I've tested already different frameworks. This is my favorite. And once you learn this framework, you can already write a short sales letter or a long-form sales letter and a persuasive email. Okay, so you don't have to... yes, you can learn a lot of things, a higher form of those formulas. But if you're still starting, I suggest we learn the PAS or the PAS framework. So when you say PAS, the P there stands for the problem. And the goal is to identify your reader's pain point. Okay? So as copywriter kasi, we are like, parang may pagka-psychologist konti. We want to know better our target market. And first thing that we must do is to identify their problem. And the second thing is to agitate. And that means to stir up so it hurts to the point of discomfort. So, kunyari, yung problem nila is parang may sugat. So, when we say agitate, is pahapdiin pa natin yung sugat. Lagyan natin ng alcohol para mas ma-feel nila yung pain ng problem. Kasi yung iba, hindi nila alam na may problema sila. Kaya minsan, they don't purchase your product if ever you are offering something. Di kasi nila alam na, ay, may problema pala ako dito. So as copywriter, we are going to let them realize that they have a problem and that problem is mahapdi na. And that's the time that you're gonna offer your solution. Okay? So that's deliver a solution. That's the S in the PAS framework. So we are going to deep dive on this framework as we go along. So let's start with the P, which is the problem. How are you gonna identify your readers, readers' pain point? Okay, so dyan na tayo sa know the problem of your target market. So when you want to know their problem, of course, your first goal is to know first your target market. Okay, so sino yung mga gusto mong kumbaga, bentahan. Okay? Kunyari, mga high school students na may problema sa, ano bang sample? Nahihirapan silang magsulat kasi masakit sa kamay nila. Kasi sa pag-high school, maraming mga sinusulat yan na mga handouts. So, alamin mo mabuti. Male ba yan? Female? Second year? Parang, you have to know them properly. And after that, after you know your target market, be aware of the problems that they want to solve. So ano yung mga problema na gusto nilang masolusyunan? And another thing is, feel the fear, the frustration, or the pain of your target market. So ayun siya ha, that's the first thing in the PAS framework. Know the problem, know your target market, be aware of the problems na gusto nilang mahanapan ng solution, and feel the fear, frustration, and the pain. Okay? And now, for the agitate, you can agitate the problem by showing to them how it will get worse. So, ipapakita mo sa kanila na yung problema nila, posibleng pa yung manganak ng iba pang problema. Okay? So, you have to you have to show to them, you can dramatize the problem with a story actually, or an anecdote, or you can provide like real world example. Okay? Na ito nangyari ito sa kanya. Do you think you want also the same thing that will happen to you if you will not take action now? So parang may mga comparison kang gagawin. And then you can make the pain of their problem more emotional. So you can already ano yung mangyayari pag hindi nila na-solve yung problem na yon, makaka-apekto na yun sa relationships nila, sa health nila. So parang mas nagiging deeper na yung reason. So and that the time na yung sa third part, which is the provide the solution, you're gonna offer your product. So here, when you offer your product, it is very important also na you provide not just the product, no? You also provide the features of the product and the benefits. So, medyo na yung difference. The feature is, example na lang, balik tayo kanina, yung sa ball pen. Kunyari, magbebenta ka ng ball pen. So, kung magbebenta ka ng ball pen talaga, no? Kasi high school, kunyari, yung ano natin eh, yung target market. So, di ba, pag magbebenta ka ng ball pen, hindi mo naman sasabihin na, hey, buy this pen. Parang ganun. If you want to buy that pen, so you have also to feature you have also to show the feature of the pen. Oh, this is ano, smooth. It has smooth ballpoint. Oh, sasabihin mo, yun yung feature. Pero yung benefit is parang, so what? Yun yung parang sasagot sa tanong na, so what? Yan yung benefit. So what kung may smooth ballpoint? And therefore, you can write now fast and less stress. So, yun yung parang feature ng product mo. It has smooth ballpoint, so you can write fast and less stress. Tapos, kung gusto mo pang mas magiging persuasive siya, dagdagan mo pa ng isang, so what? Write fast, less stress. Para mas madali kang matapos, para mas may time ka pa makapag-date sa ano mo, sa crush mo. Kasi mas madali mong natapos yung activity mo. Diba? So, parang ballpen lang siya pero ang dami ng ano, diba? Mas nagiging deeper na yung pag-present mo ng ballpen, mas yung touch points na doon sa binibentahan mo, nagiging ano na, oo nga, parang kailangan ko nga ang ballpen na yan. So, parang may ganun na may ganung moment na yung bibentahan mo. And also, another important elements when you provide a solution, guys, is as much as possible, if you can build your credibility by sharing testimonials or reviews of the product, the better talaga. And ito din yung parang highly suggest or with the client, I make it a point na meron ng testimonials kasi that will make talaga the sales letter or the emails more persuasive. Kasi diba, kahit na wala ka nang sasabihin, pero nakita lang nila na ang daming positive comments sa product mo. Minsan, wala na, diretso na silang bibili sa product mo. Okay? So, also, another is, if you have that logos from satisfied customers, tapos may business sila, yung mga customers na yun is they have that business logo, and they are also credible people, then you tell them na pwede bang i-display ko yung logo mo sa sales page ko para additional na credibility for you. And the last thing also to remember in providing a solution is also provide with scarcity and urgency. Ito, it's napaka-importante, and most marketers kahit ito lang yung nilalagay nila, effective na talaga yung copy nila. So, when we say scarcity, of course, scarcity, parang limited time only. Yung mga ganun, no? Kunyari yung ball pen, bumabalik talaga tayo sa ball pen, ano? Kunyari yung ball pen, sasabihin natin na, if you will not avail this today, you cannot avail it already until next year. Kasi we only have 30 pieces, no? For this special pen. Only 30 people can avail it. So, syempre, di ba? Parang, naaano ka na, oh my God, 30 people lang. So, I have to avail it now. Ayun, yun yung scarcity. And urgency also is, it is only urgency. Yung parang para madaliin ka na this offer is only available for 3 days. For 24 hours only. Yun siya. So, if you provide your solution with all those other elements, guys, that copy of yours will become so persuasive already. Kahit simple copy lang yan siya. And let's have some samples here. So in this sample, we have the first sentence, the problem. So, are you tired of investing time in your social media marketing campaign and not seeing any results? Oh, syempre, di ba? Yung first dyan na problem, yan yung hook natin. When we say hook is, sa social media kasi guys, ang dami nang nagpo-post. That is why, your first sentence pa lang, dapat makatch mo na yung attention ng reader mo or yung target market mo. So, kunyari dito, in this sample, yung target market mo dito is social media marketer. So, if ever may problema sila sa kanilang campaign, tapos nabasa nila ito, are you tired of investing in your social media marketing campaign and not seeing any result? Syempre talagang mapapastop sila kaunti sa scroll nila. Teka, wait, ako to ah. So, mapapasabi sila ng ganun. Then after that, mababasa na nila ang second sentence. Wouldn't you rather spend that time gathering more resources or striking deals with new business partners? O, yun na yung agitate. So, pala marirealize nila na, oo nga, no, sayang yung time. Pwede ko na pala sana magamit yun sa ibang gawain ko na mas importante. Mm-hmm. So, ayun na, parang check, another checkpoint for you na parang nakuha mo na yung loob nila. And that time is, you can already say, well, luckily, you can save time by automating your social media posts with Social Bee. Ayun, so you offered already the solution. This is a very basic PAS framework, guys, and it doesn't contain the other elements that I mentioned a while ago about the scarcity, the urgency, the features, and the benefits. And it's up to you if you want to add that one. Okay? But I suggest you add the elements, those important elements to make your post or to make your copy more persuasive. Ayon siya. And you have another example here. Ayan. The 80-20 Guide to Finding a Job You Love. So, hi, I'm Ramit Sethi, the New York Times bestselling author and founder of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Yung sa kanya naman dito, yung intro niya is binild niya yung credibility niya. Okay? So, parang inano niya na kung sino ako, I can help you because this is my background. Parang ganon. And then, start siya with the problem. Parang pinakita niya sa target market niya na, hey, I understand you. Nakaka-relate ako sa'yo. At alam ko kung paano kita tutulungan. Kaya makinig ka sa akin. So parang may implied na ganun. So, sabi niya dito na, we know that our dream job won't just fall into our laps and that the best jobs usually aren't listed on any job boards. But when tired old job hunt tricks fail us, we end up frustrated, embarrassed, scared of wasting time, and paralyzed by the fear of being stuck. So, ikaw na nagbabasa nito na yan talaga yung situation mo right now. Diba parang, oh my God, I need to listen to this person. I know na nasa kanya yung solusyon para mawala ako dito sa posisyon na to. O, diba? So, pinresent niya yung problem, plus pinahapdi pa niya by saying, we end up frustrated, embarrassed, scared, wasting time. paralyzed by the fear of being stuck. Parang ouch, 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 ouch. Diba? Parang ang dami ng ouch doon. So dahil doon, marirealize na ng reader na I need help. Open na ang mind nila to possibly buy whatever you are offering to them para lang mawala sila sa situation na yan. So ayun na sa solution. So in this video, you'll get insider information thousands of students have already used to get out of a rut, get raises, find their dream jobs, and take control of their future. Ito ha, tingnan natin. He presented the solution and put features and benefits. Maraming benefits. Okay? Nilagay niya dito na you can get raises, find your dream jobs, no? And control your future. So, parang kung ikaw nagbabasa, oh my God, yes, 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 this is what I want, this is what I want. Mm. And may mga bullet points pa siya. Ito na yung features or contents sa solution niya. A simple word-for-word script, yan yung feature. And after, that can save your fears of wasted effort. Okay? So the way he presented also the bullets is in a way that you're gonna present the feature and after the feature, present the benefit. Mm. Kasi pag simple word-for-word script, minsan, so what? Ano nga yun kung may simple word-for-word script? Diba? Pero nilagay niya dito, it can save your years of wasted effort. Okay. Another thing is invisible scripts that affect our behavior without us even knowing it. Mm-mm. And, ay, hindi ko na siya babasahin pa isa-isa, no? But that's the point of the presenting the solution. So, yun siya, at least nakita niyo siya, guys, na example of a short copy using the PASS framework, the problem, agitate, and solution framework. And we also have another example of a parang naman siya, no? Yung parang katamtaman lang na copy using this still the PASS framework. And guys, you can definitely write a long form sales letter using the same framework. What you need to do is just you find more the problem and use some examples of the problem, real life problem by other people. You can insert that, you can agitate it more, you can provide solution, provide credibility, urgency, parang ganon. And you can also pahabain mo lang din tong sa taas instead of just one sentence introducing yourself. You can also put a story, your personal story, kung paano ka din nagka-experience ng problem in that field dati at paano mo siya na solusyonan. So you can also share that one. Ayan. And also more tips, guys. Ito, malapit na tayo, no? Kasi this is supposed a short sharing lang, no? But I really want to share something to you guys that will be helpful. So, more tips also is that use simple words, write short sentences, and use a conversational tone. If some of our viewers right now are full-time employee, and we all know that in the corporate world, sometimes they, if we use highfalutin words, it will make us sound kind of more credible. But here in copywriting, guys, if you can just use the most basic words that anybody will understand, short sentences na hindi nakakasakit sa mata when they read, and conversational tone na when you read your copy as if they are facing you face to face, na nag-uusap lang kayo one-on-one. No, when you can write that way, the better. No, mas makukuha mo ang loob nila and mas magaganahan silang magbasa pa. Ayan. And ayan, patapos na tayo. So, special homework for our dear listeners, guys. Since you already know now the PASS framework, the problem, agitate, and the solution framework, so I encourage you to experiment with this copywriting formula. So, in what way? Try using it in your social media post or in your blog post. Okay? So, and also another one is find your favorite e-commerce site and rewrite product description using PASS framework. Kasi If you will try to search in the e-commerce site, you'll notice that some of the descriptions there are just features. No? So try to rewrite those descriptions. Lagyan mo ng konting yung sa problem, i-agitate mo konti, and then present the solution with the other elements pa. I believe that will also build your copywriting muscles, and it will help you also to become better and start or become better in this field. So, ayun siya, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And again, Michelle Marie Sanico here, a freelance copywriter at your service. Thank you. Ayan siya. Ayun.
Ay, sorry. Nakamute pa lang ako, nagsasalita ako. So, si, ano, ayan. akala ko naghangke. Grabe naman yun. Parang pati ako na pressure sa ano, homework. May homework tayo, guys.
May ano, may sakit kami ni Sisko, ni basta sinabing homework, parang feeling namin kailangan namin gawin.
Lumabas yung pagiging guro ko eh.
Ang galing, grabe daw natutunan. So, yan din yung problem ko even sa social media content lang, yung copy. Kasi ano talaga, struggle ko yan.
You can use that TL, ano mo lang, search mo lang. Minsan nga sa internet lang, anong problem pag ganito ang topic? Marami nang nag-appear sa internet. Tapos, iano mo na lang in your own words din, personal experience.
Sige. Kaya yan.
I-love mo na kasi yung Facebook. Yun yun.
Baka marami na ma-social, excuse me, may YouTube.
May love-hate relationship sa Facebook. Talaga ni-name drop yung Facebook.
Talaga. Magsara na kayo, FB. So anyway, bago pa tayo malayo na tuluyan, sa mga viewers namin ngayon, if you have questions, feel free to ask lang. Sa Team Replay, put your questions in the comment section. Tapos ipaparating ko yan kay Michelle para siya yung sasagot sa inyo. Okay? So, ayan. Tapos, ayun na. Next, ano tayo? Next section ng interview na to. Kasi to, hindi to pwedeng mawala.
So, ito na, sis, yung hinihintay niyang question.
So, fast Q&A round na tayo. Sige, Sisibel, ikaw na.
Adult round. De joke. Joke lang.
Just go.
Sige. Tawag dito, fast Q&A round. So, first question. Dog or cat?
Cat.
Diet or exercise?
Diet.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Texting or talking?
Texting.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisibility.
Beach or mountain?
Beach.
Read or write?
Read.
Ito, e-book, hard copy, or audiobook?
Audiobook.
Uy! Konti lang sila, no, sis? Early bird or night owl?
Night owl!
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Bait. What's your dream when you were a child?
I don't know, nakalimutan ko na, parang to become a teacher kasi yung mama at papa ko teacher, so yun yung first in mind ko.
Galing, talagang nagkatotoo naman, di ba?
Ayan,
what is something you could eat or drink for a week straight except water and rice?
Egg, boiled egg.
Pareho tayo. Hindi ako nagsawa. Eto, last but not the least, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Will I go to heaven? Or can I go to heaven, Lord? Na, diretso na. Wala nang ano, wala nang dun sa tawag niya sa gitna.
Purgatory.
Pwede heaven na. Yun siya.
Parang yeah. Ano yan, parang gusto ko i-share yung sagot. Di ba may nagtanong yun sa Bible study? Kasi umatid kami ng Bible study. Tinatanong na, hindi ba pwedeng diretso na sa heaven? Ang sabi naman, pwede naman yun. Pwede naman yun. Siyempre, wala naman makakapagsabi sa ating mga tao. Kasi hindi naman tayo yung judge, di ba? Si Lord ang nakakalam. Pero possible yun.
By diba? His grace. Malay mo.
Yes. Amen!
Yes!
So yun, thank you! That concludes our past Q&A.
Yes. Ano pa? Any ano last piece of advice muna para sa ating mga aspiring freelancers?
Ah, oo. Siguro my last piece of advice, ano lang, just yung you don't have to be great to start, but you just have to start to be great. Crazy Ziglar yun, but yes, yun lang din yung gusto kong sabihin. Kasi sasabihin mo na kailangan ganito, ganito. No, just start. Just start step one, then you can already proceed to step two, step three later. Yan lang siya.
Yes. And anything you want to ano promote? Alam ko meron ka pa ata ipopromote, di ba?
Ay! O sige, konta lang to siya, guys. Pwede ko bang i-ano yung
sige, sige. Yes.
Ayan siya. Okay. So, ayan siya, guys. I-promote ko lang na mabilisan lang to siya, guys. Don't you worry. So, i-promote ko lang na if you know or if you are a course creator or a coach, then maybe I could help you guys in the following, in your sales letter, engagement emails, product launch emails, or webinar emails, or even in your Facebook ads. So yun siya, guys. And also, another thing is, actually, this is for my kababayan, no, sa Davao del Norte. Dyan po sa Tagum or sa Santo Tomas or sa Kapalong, Panabo, Carmen. If ever po na meron kayong nararamdaman at gusto niyo pong magpakonsulta sa doktor, then Libungabong sa Nico Hospital po is for you. Kasi we have a 18 beds, or we are an 18 bed capacity healthcare facility, and we offer healthcare services with well-trained doctors po and nurses. And unlike other facilities po, magaan lang po sa bulsa ang aming mga serbisyo at medisina. So you can visit us po at Purok 3, Crossing Kinamayan, Santo Tomas, Davao del Norte. And dahil po sa, ayan, kami po yan. Dahil po sa Bungabong sa Nico Hospital, we are here to care and to serve you po. And also one last thing, guys, dahil alam naman natin na in this pandemic, we must have a strong immune system. But sometimes, due to stress, di maiiwasan naman, and not having a balanced nutrition, minsan hindi maiiwasan magkasakit, no? But worry no more, guys, dahil VitaCell is here for you. So VitaCell offers a variety of products ranging from vitamin C, fish oil, vitamin E, turmeric, at marami pa pong iba. And we also have nutritional coffee and herbal liniment oils to make you good, feel good all day. Okay po? And with VitaCell, you can be healthy sa presyong abot kaya. And you can visit us at Block 1, Lot 12, Camellia Homes, Visayan Village, Tagum City. That's our home office po. Nakalagay lang sa bahay ng in-laws ko po, actually, yung opisina. Or you can just message me if you want to order via online. So, yun lang naman po. And maraming salamat sa pakikinig and for inviting me po.
Yes. Para akong nanonood na commercial. Ginagamit mo
naman yung mga persuasive, no?
Persuasive skills mo eh.
Ayun, 'di ba? First homework.
Wala na lang voice over.
Diba? Hindi po kami sponsored.
This is not paid, though. Not sponsored.
Yes. Diba, guys?
Ang kulit. Parang commercial lang talaga siya. Anyway, i-update ko pala yung description kasi hindi ko yata naad yung mga links. Bigay mo sa akin kung hindi mo pa naad dun sa, di ba may pina-fill up kaming question. If kulang pa yun, sabihin mo sa akin, idadagdag ko sa description. Yes. Kasi hindi ko pa yata naad. Actually, wala pa akong na-add. Description pa lang na-add ko. Pero yung mga links, hindi pa. So, ayun. Check nyo na lang po sa description yung pages ni Michelle. And if you want to connect, yung products, ayan. And then, if you want to connect with her, hindi naman niya nangangagat. So, okay ano niya na.
Ulan naman kasi kaming ano, parang, di ko alam nagawa na ba ng page yung in-laws ko. Pero they can just contact me if ever.
Yes. Ayan. I think we're ano na. And for our viewers naman, share with us yung ano biggest takeaway nyo. Ako parang gusto ko na, alam ko na yung biggest takeaway ko, yung pass.
So informative talaga. Tapos with complete with samples.
Kore, diba? Saan ka pa?
Hindi diba? Lang siya theory. Kompleto. Yeah. Hindi lang theory.
Correct. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Tapos, if you haven't done so yet, make sure that you subscribe to our channel. Click the bell to get notified. We go live every Monday and Thursday at 8 PM. Ay, teka lang! Bago ko tapusin to, pagbigyan nyo na ako, magko-commercial din ako.
Yes!
Galingan mo yung voiceover, ha? Persuasive. Persuasive voiceover.
Use the pass. Your first assignment.
Saktan mo muna sila, saktan.
Excuse me. Shucks! Hindi, wala akong ganung copy. Na-pressure agitate. Ako.
Agitate muna, agitate. O yan ha, may natutunan ka na ha.
Diyos mo, teka lang. O-open ko yung page. Na-pressure tuloy ako. Papakita ko lang kasi yung book ko na How to Start Your Virtual Assistant book na hard copy, may e-book na. So I want to share with you kung ano yung itsura niya sa AppSumo. Wait lang. Share ako. Ayan. Kita naman, di ba? So, ito yung book ko sa AppSumo. Ngayon, AppSumo is helping me promote this provided na may number of reviews akong makukuha. Kasi meron silang rule na something, if you get this number of reviews will promote your product, ganyan-ganyan. So, syempre, AppSumo is very popular online marketplace. So, meron diyang online courses, may app, software, ganyan. Tapos, ito, e-book, ganyan. So, gusto ko i-grab yung opportunity na i-push pa nila yung book. Ngayon, ang kailangan ko, ang in-request ko, ito na i-expose ko na, malapit na po yung birthday ko ng December, so sana pagbigyan nyo na ako. So ngayon December, ire-request ko lang, ito na nga, ano na to 2-in-1 kasi birthday and Christmas. So di ba talagang kakapalan ko na yung mukha ko na I appreciate if any of you can buy the book inside the AppSumo, make sure to redeem the code, tapos mga 1 or 2 days. Syempre kailangan basahin niyo para ma-review niyo, 'di ba? Wala naman di mag-invento kayo diyan. Wag naman ganoon. So, leave a review. Ngayon, if eto medyo hindi pa kayo masyadong ma-push, eto na lang yung gagawin ko. Actually, nag-send na ako ng email sa mga nag-buy ng book. Kaya lang yung ia-add ko na konting push is hindi ko pa naisip. So, ngayon ko lang 'to naisip. Kagabi, I think late at night. Tapos share ko kay Sis Bell. So for any of you who will buy the book sa AppSumo, yung 50% nung binayad nyo is pupunta sa ministry ng sa Grace to be Born ministry. Yun yung idodonate ko. Hindi ko kukunin yung ano, yung binaya nyo. Ngayon, pag nag-leave kayo ng book review sa AppSumo, 100% kung ano man yung ibigay sa akin ni AppSumo, lahat yun sa Grace to Be Born. Kasi ang goal ko dito is not the profit but the reviews. And at the same time, give nyo na sa akin, give nyo na doon sa ministry na pagbibigyan ko. So yun lang. Sana, by doing that, kasi nakalimutan ko itong i-share sa email kahapon, at least ma-push naman kayo, no? Sige na. Happy birthday to me.
Yes.
So, ayun. So, yun yung, ano, yun yung...
For a good cause.
Yes. So, eto nga, ang link niyan is, ayan, bit.ly/VABookAppSumo. So, yun lang. Or, nasa description na to, kasi talaga nilalagay ko na to sa description ng YouTube. So, ayun. Feel free to go there, buy the ebook, and ano, leave a review. Ngayon, kung nag-buy ka ng, eto, kung nag-buy ka ng hard copy at di mo pala basa yung email ko, iba rin yung system ko doon. Kasi yung iba, nagli-leave ng review through email lang kasi nang hingi ako ng review. Ngayon, sinend lang nila via email. So, hindi siya naka-expose, diba? So, kung nakabili ka na ng book or e-book or Kindle, kasi may Kindle din to, pero ngayon, pinupush ko yung AppSumo. So, ayan. Pwede kong i-refund na lang. Kasi nabili nyo naman na yung book ko. Diba? I just want your reviews again. So, yun lang. Sige. Siguro baka next time ulit, mangungulit-ulit ako.
Kaya. Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday, Tia.
Thank you. So, ayun, yan lang. Yan lang naman ang ano, pakiusap. So, for ano, ito pa, another promotion pala. Meron kaming 15-minute live worship session sa Sessions Live tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. So, I hope maka-ano kayo. 15 minutes lang naman. Maka-join kayo sa amin and cheer for us and join us in worshiping God. So, next week, may live session kami Monday, live worship session. Thursday, another freelancing. I think baka, ano, kami lang muna ni, ano, ni Belle. Otherwise, may guest kami na kukulitin. So, yun na lang muna kasi mahaba na. Alright, thank you everyone. Thank you for coming. And if na-bless kayo dito, make sure na i-share nyo rin sa iba. Lalo na yung ano, lecture talaga yung isip ko.
Galing. Thanks, Michelle. Yes, ang ganda.
Sobrang
informative. So helpful.
Thank you, guys. I'm happy to help.
Yes. Thank you so much. Tapos, uulitin natin yan at pausapin ko na lang si Michelle. Anyway. So, have a great weekend. Friday na kasi bukas eh. And if you have questions, let us know. And if you have suggestions, especially sa podcast listeners namin, make sure that you leave a review. And let us know. Connect with us lang. So, that's it for us. Have a good night. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you then, guys, for inviting. Glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Belle's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode,
and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.